and his son and daughter. It's Gemara that he had a son and daughter that both were extraordinarily beautiful. Both were sold as avod in Rome. The adon of one met the other one, and he said, "I have such a handsome eved, and I have such a shifcha," and they will. And they decided they will have them together and have children, and so on and so forth. And one night they tossed them both in a room, and each one sat and thought to himself, "A ben of Aaron HaKoyen is going to stoop to such a low thing," and she said, "A bas of Aaron HaKoyen is going to stoop to something so low." They kept a distance from each other. In the morning, they recognized each other, they hugged each other and cried to death. That's the story of Ben and Bas of Yishmael Kohen Gadol. We spoke before about the Kedushas Kehuna, and that Aaron HaKoyen was Oyev Shalom, Roidev Shalom. Aaron was the Oyev. Shon Soysev Tzivon Lavarach Ami Yisrael Bi Ahava. In the Psoilas of Ava lies Arayas. In other words, the Mekalkel of the Midah Toiva. If a person's affection for the other is tainted in any way by Avas Basa, then it's a pagam in the Midah. And it's a very, very tough, because it goes very close together, the two in Yanim. And the mile of Kedushas Aaron is that Aaron has himself the Ava, and he has the Kedusha, and he's able to keep that. This mice is sort of showing the ultimate in Kedushas Aaron. Sometimes a person keeps to his Kedusha because he's with other people, he's embarrassed, he's ashamed. Both of these were avadim and shfachis, tossed in Rome, no shaykhus anything, anybody else. Each one had the innate Kedusha of Aaron that didn't allow him to stoop. Since we're talking about the Panavijarov, one of the inyanim that weighed heavily on the Rav's mind was he had a 19-year-old daughter, said Esther, who was a sea of, she was a height of whatever mindless beauty the Panavijarov had, she had it. And people told him over the story of how she was killed. The Germans let her and a few other girls away, and they were supposed to bring her someplace, but instead they were shut out all. And the Rav used to make him say it over many times to reassure himself, "Baruch Hashem, she died by Kedusha. Baruch Hashem, the Yad Tomei was a Shailit." That was the Kedusha of Aaron, is that to remain pure in this Inyan. And that's why there's a special kinnah for the Bein and Bas Aaron. They represent, in a certain sense, the spitz of Klal Yisrael, the hoyd and hada, the beauty of Klal Yisrael, untainted by any shemitz of tumah.